Welcome back to another episode of YouTube with the Boys. Today we have a fantastic episode on some of the most underrated S&P members. Ponk?
Contract. Sign it. Sign it with your name.
Wait, purple.
One second.
Come here. Ask for his shoes as well.
Why his shoes? Why?
Those are some Yeezys, man. Take the shoes.
Hey.
Awesome, Sam, dude.
All right, Sam. Give us more information than Ponk.
Okay. Well, I'm Sam. Is that good?
And Drista.
How does it feel to be a child?
Drista. No. Take that back.
I can't take it back. I'm sorry.
Okay, how are you?
You know, I was better and I started speaking.
Okay, dickhead. We can be like this if you want. You could be the next Tubbo.
So today we have an episode that is almost purely based off of recommendations, but it has been very, very fun to do. So you guys suggested all these S&P members to me, but I'm very excited to get a different perspective on the S&P, and it was a really fun opportunity. After Purple, I was like, wow, there's a whole side I don't know about, and I just learned about it this week, so let's get into it. Okay, so first, let's talk about Ponk. Ponk is a wonderful member of the S&P. He is actually one of the original 8 members of the Dream S&P. He was the 7th to join. And the reason I like Ponk is he is definitely a pretty chaotic character and member of the S&P. And not chaotic in the sense of Technoblade, where it's like a calculated chaotic. He is almost chaotic, it feels, in the sense of Quackity, where it's spur of the moment, just, you know, let's have some fun chaotic. So he is very fun to watch. He's a super fun accent. He's from South Africa. And overall, just seems like a genuinely good guy and a funny streamer. So the interesting thing about Ponk is usually he has a lot of pretty crazy plot lines going on the Dream S&P. However, unlike some other people, his plot lines are usually kind of intertwined with a lot that's going on and a lot of the main themes. He's not exactly too separated from what is strung, you know, the plot lines and the themes and the characters strung through the S&P on the main timeline of sorts. I think Ponk is definitely very funny, whether it be his obsession with Supreme.
Lynn asks, how many Supreme things do you own and what are they? To be honest, I don't actually know. I know I have 2 jumpers and around like 15 t-shirts, probably more. I have a water bottle, a few keychains, a bunch of stickers, and 2 mugs, I guess.
Or the amount of Yeezys he has.
Evelyn asks, shoe reveal, ? I feel like you guys will bully me because all I own is Yeezys. From my sliders to my running shoes are just Yeezys, so don't judge me.
I think that he is just genuinely very funny to watch. He brings this personality, like I said, that's chaotic. And he just kind of seems like he wants to have fun. The only thing about this is it sometimes makes him kind of hard to take seriously in an acting sense. But other than that, I mean, man, it just seems like he's always having a good time. And that is very enjoyable. So most recently in the S&P, he's had some pretty intense interactions that are close to the plot with our Sam dude, which I don't want to spoil. You know, he's very fun, and it seems like it's cool since he's an original member that he's kind of getting more into the main plot lines. Like, I'm happy to see that because I didn't even know about him before researching this. I'll be honest, I had seen him for the first time in that one episode I did on Purpled, and then Purpled posted a video about, you know, him playing with Ponk, and they opened a real estate business. But then, through this, I got to get a more individualized view into Ponk. And from what the videos he's posted and what his most popular videos are, is pretty much kind of like small, sectioned off episodes. If we look at his YouTube, which I'll pull up right now to give a better description, it's generally not like the full S&P plotline stuff that does well. his like separate episodes that still take place on the SMP end up doing very well. If we look at his most popular videos, it's babysitting Skeppy on the Dream SMP, him scamming Quackity on the Dream SMP, him randomly kidnapping Awesome Dude's dog on the Dream SMP, him doing a parkour course with Foolish on the Dream SMP. All stuff where it's pretty much just episodes that are not really related to the main plotline. It's not like the war or all of that. It is pretty sectioned off, but those are all would do the best.
Give me my stupid pickaxe back.
Are you dumb? Don't talk to me like that. You can ask nicely.
Give me my pickaxe, you...
You what?
Lovely you what? Human being.
I will shank you up, fam. I will splash you up, man. I will leave nothing
You're
but your legs.
You're a graceful excuse of a
are
human being.
Are you dumb? Don't make me
He is among the smaller streamers on the Dream SMP with 500,000 or 580,000 followers around there, 85, which is obviously not exactly considered small in larger Twitch terms, but by S&P standards, it's a bit been on the smaller side. YouTube, he is almost at 100,000 subscribers, so if you don't follow him on YouTube, it would be very nice to push him along there, because he is super close, and I would love to see him succeed. But basically, I think he is definitely a really cool guy, and that he does a lot of interesting stuff. One of the funniest bits I've actually seen is really recent. I was watching it on a Clips channel. Is when he in Foolish dressed up as Batman and Robin, and then go and kind of just annoyed the hell out of Awesome Dude while he was building the bank. And I think that pretty much just describes Punk to a T, I would say. Him dressing up as Robin and Foolish dressing up as Batman as they go and run around yelling at Awesome Dude with no explanation in the bang. And I think that's kind of pretty much what symbolizes what his normal place is.
What is happening right now? What are
Robin, do something!
Are the two of you gonna come see the rest of the tour? If you try and kill me again, I'm gonna drop you.
Hey, you can't drop the Batman and Robin!
You can kill Robin, but you can't kill Justice.
I am Justice. Okay. What is the end of this bit? What? Give me a cue. Tell me what to do now. I'm ready. Instruct me on what you need. I'm so lost on this one. I don't know what you guys want. Just someone stage cue whisper me right now, like really aggressively. I've got it. I've got it from there. Just give me something.
I would love to see him in more central plot lines. Although his acting is not as good as other people, I do think he's a very fun person to be around, character-wise. I could see in some of the serious scenes how he might be hard, because it seems like he breaks really easy and laughs a lot. But it is still very enjoyable. I mean, for YouTube-wise, simply said, he just needs to upload more. He only has, it seems, 15 videos in all. So, in his last video, although he seems to be posting more consistently, as he has posted 2 videos in the last 2 weeks. But if he just keeps uploading at a faster pace, I imagine he'll grow pretty quickly on YouTube, as he does with streaming consistently on Twitch. That's basically what we're seeing from him. Moving on, let's go to Awesome Dude. Now, Awesome Dude is also one of the original aides of the SMP, and I knew about him a bit more, but still, I didn't know he was one of the original members. He is the 5th member to join, if I remember correctly, and he is a bit more involved in the direct plotline of the SMP, and his stuff is a lot more centralized to... kind of what's going on. So what he's most known for, this is not really a spoiler, but he is the one who built the prison and is the warden of the prison in the Dream SMP. That is Pandora's Box, I think it is called, or Pandora's Vault. And that is the one that houses Dream as a prisoner. He is definitely, seems like a very funny dude. He has a monotone voice, which for some reason, I don't know why I enjoy it, but I kind of enjoy a monotone streamer. And he definitely like shows a lot of emotion, but he is kind of like that flat voice that is along the lines of like Ranboon Technoblade, which is always fun. But he has played a large part in the SMP in building and being the warden of the prison that holds Dreams, where a lot of the major plot lines with Dream, Tommy, Quackity, and Ponk have happened. I think he does, it seems, a really good job of being sticking to a role a lot, because it seems to me that he streams pretty consistently, and not consistently, but long when he does stream, so to stay in character for those long spans of time is impressive. And also, the building he does is super impressive as well. He built the whole Pandora's Vault prison, and that is very large build, and it has some crazy redstone in it. And I don't know how secure it actually is in terms of what are the rules of the SMP that you can't break, and, you know, what is, oh man, this is actually kind of hard to get into if we try it. Those are all super impressive builds, no matter it. Especially if it's actually, like, as impenetrable as it would be in real life.
How long did it take you to make this entire thing?
The entire thing?
Yeah.
Time on the server? Hold on, I can actually check, because I checked my stats before I really started working on it. Oh. Let's see. Time played. I have 37 days played on the server, and about probably 14 of them are... just only just like strictly working
I have
prison.
Seven.
Consider at this point that the inside wasn't fully done as well.
He has a million followers on Twitch, so he's doing a bit better than Pong, although they are kind of, I think, closely tied together, you know, in and out of the plot lines. So if you watch one, you'll kind of get the other a lot sometimes, like how they again interrogated Pong is interrogating Awesome Dude as Robin yesterday. That's what Pong did. But Awesome Dude is definitely a fun sight to see. It seems like if you like builds and stuff, you may be more drawn to Awesome Dude. He tends to be, it seems to me, building a lot of things in his stream, whether it be the prison or the new bank. And he is a very funny guy. I always appreciate his storylines. And like I like when someone takes a bit of a bad guy approach to... a plot, a story, it's a bit fun. And I think you kind of need someone, a bit of a wild card authority figure. He has a VODs channel, which has 160,000 subscribers. And then I think he does have a YouTube channel, but he has not posted on that at all. And that is at 83,000 subscribers. Although Awesome Dude is awesome as a... is pretty obvious. Go give some Ponk some love, because there's no reason that Awesome's VODs should be beating out Ponk's actual YouTube videos by that much, just because Ponk is a great creator, not against Awesome Dude or anything. But what I really appreciate Awesome Dude is, one, he is great at puns, and then again, I think he is very good at the plotline parts. That's why I think him and Ponk make a good pair. Pong is a bit more chaotic and I feel like entertaining in a sense, while Awesome Dude is very good at the acting parts and very good at like doing the more pre-planned roles.
Yep, you can move now. We're gonna go through the water here.
I'm actually poisoned, Sam. You've actually poisoned me.
Just follow me. This is a necessary step. We're getting into the main part of the prison now. I want you to be as low as possible and as weak as possible. That way if something happens, you're an easy target.
Thanks, Sam.
I would actually love to see Awesome Dude with maybe building videos and other stuff like that after this finishes, on how he made the prison build. If that ever pans out and he can like release that on a YouTube video, I think that would do really well. and we'll continue to see the amazing things that he does build on the SMP. I think he's been a great figure on it, and I would love to just see him continue to thrive and to continue to kind of break ground and make you know, new waves in the SMP. One thing that I think is super cool about him is he's a coder, and I do dabble in some coding myself. And I think he said on his about page on Twitch that one of his goals is to try and end up in doing this kind of program of sorts where he teaches kids coding through Minecraft. And I think that's super cool. And I would love to see someone, you know, do that. And I think it's cool that he does have these ambitions outside of Minecraft as well. It's just kind of in an added way that you see his drive.
I guess. I okay. do a lot of programming, a lot of Minecraft programming as well, which is kind of fun. So I like write server side code a lot, and yeah, I mainly recently have just been playing Minecraft all the time.
Wait, do you code for? Wait, did you say you code a server?
Yeah, I do. I code for Bad Boy Halo.
So. I only learned this part while editing, but it was interesting, so I'm including it.
I was about to, dude. Everyone on the server is from Bad Server.
That's how all of us met each other, actually. Yeah. Was through Bad Server. So like I met Callahan, George, Sapnap, Dream, Bad himself, Ponk as well.
Yeah. Wait, Ponk, you have correlation to it too?
Yeah, I've known Bad for 8 years, or 9 actually now.
As for, you know, advice, feedback, just upload YouTube videos, man. I mean, like regular ones. You probably pop off if you have a million followers on Twitch and you have 160,000 views on a VOD channel. I don't know how well you're doing, but if you just clip a video up, like maybe once every 2 weeks, or you find even like a mid-tier editor doing it with you, I think it would do very well. So that's how I would say to him, although I don't know like if it would be a building style video or like a more straight up entertaining one, but I think he could do it well if he wanted to. Moving on to probably the least legitimate member per se, and that is Drista. For those who don't know, Drista is Dream's 14-year-old sister, who is dubbed Drista by Tommy Innit himself. So if I told you that Ponk was chaotic, I just want you to multiply that by 100, give this person basically god powers, and then you have Drista. So Drista is Dream's 14-year-old sister, who I think first got her. I talked about it in a very episode a while back where I was just, you know, watching the SMP in general. I watched an episode or a video with her in it, and she first comes up because, you know, Dream mentions his mom got in, like, maybe his sister being a fan of Tommy and it, of Asura, and then they end up playing together, Dream's sister and Tommy, that is. And it is a very interesting content.
She wasn't your sister. Not
she's trying
she was...
to listen. She's trying to listen.
Okay, no,
she's
no.
trying to listen.
Dream, punch her. Oh God! No! Twitch! I'm sure
wait,
that was
gone.
A joke. Please don't ban me. Please don't
she's
ban
out.
Me. Please don't
she's
ban
out.
Me. Please,
she's
please clarify that that was a joke. Clarify that that was a joke. Oh God!
Okay?
Oh God!
Okay?
Oh no!
Are you hurt? Are
Twitch.
You hurt?
Yeah.
No!
Are you okay?
Twitch on TV. It was a video game punch. Dream.
Well, the joke is that they think that I hit you because I made it look like I hit you.
You did hit me.
No, I did not. No! I did not. Just clarify. I did not.
Dream's sister is Drista. Is very fun because she brings definitely like, I think, this kind of chaos that's freeing. Many times in the Dream SMP, people can be very uptight about the rules and very strict on things, and sometimes, at least from an outside opinion, that can kind of ruin the fun. So when you have someone who just comes in here and just breaks the laws of physics by going into creative mode, giving different players blocks that they shouldn't have and other stuff like that. It's just fun to see because when you have such a tightly wound server per se, it is so intense for that matter. And where the fans are so diehard and analyzing every single thing. And then you throw in the force of a 14-year-old girl with admin privileges. I don't know. It shakes things up in an enjoyable way. What else I enjoy about her is the interactions she has had with Tommy and Rambo do seem pretty genuine. It is impressive for someone who has been on, you know, a Twitch stream or you video that many times in the sense that it's not a lot. She is not a bad screen presence, which I don't know if she's, you know, natural from watching her brother do it. I don't know if she's just, you know, if he's like she's talking with like her brother's friends, but she does seem to have an impressive screen presence and an impressive confidence in talking to people and in doing things in front of a chat. I don't know if she's actually streamed before, but you could still see other people's chat. So she is impressive in doing something else in front of a chat that is so, again, strict and uptight. So, like, props to her for that. So, basically, her main appearances have been talking to Tommy twice and then Tommy and Rambo once, where they harassed Filza for, like, 15 minutes. And that was just fun because of the chaotic purposes, and it just feels like a bunch of young people messing with something they shouldn't. But she's also done some more structured videos with people in which Satnap and Drista, I think, were in the same room because, you know, Dream and Satnap are very good friends, and they played Bed Wars together with, like, Carl, Quackany, and Bad Boy Halo, which was fun to watch.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not.
I need you to look at your inventory. There's... At some point, I need you to give me the blue and white shield, okay? Because I have to give it back to George, and Sapnap took it. Trust me.
Okay.
At some point in time, not right now.
I know.
But, like, if he goes to the bathroom or something like that.
Okay. You have to pee. You
look me?
Like, yeah, you look like,
no,
you.
I'm just
you look like you have to
why?
Pee.
That's me. I don't have to pee.
You look like you have to pee,
if
though.
I had to pee, I'd go pee.
Well, you should, because you seem like you have to.
I don't have to pee.
You seem like you do.
I don't have to pee. What
okay.
Is, I don't,
if you have
you
to pee, just go to the bathroom, Sapnap.
Yeah, literally, listen to Bad. He said if you have to pee, just go to the bathroom.
I don't
it's
have
not that hard to just get up and go
to
the
bathroom. Why is he
holding
it in? Isn't he a full-grown adult? Why is he holding it in like this?
I know. Why are you holding it in?
And, you know, I think people do enjoy her presence and always would love to see her chaoticness and a bit of a fresh female presence on the server other than the, you know, majority of 20-year-old men. And I think that would probably bring some light to it over, you know, like I said, the normalcy. But she is young and varying at that, even though, like, people were 16 on the server. That is still 14 is incredibly young. So I would probably pace yourself because you don't want to get to the point where you are only hanging out with 20-year-old men. You got to enjoy your childhood to some extent. Not that that's a bad thing, hanging out with people like that, because that was really nice. But you don't want to get, you know, lost too early with that. But I do think that she is a valued part of it, and I like when she makes an appearance. One of the cool things about not making an appearance too often is that when she does, it is an event. So that is a bit of a cool thing, because if she came, like, very consistently, it wouldn't be an event. But since she holds off in that sense, it is an event. And an enjoyable one at that. I really enjoyed talking about all these SMP members this week. And I did do a bit of a consolidated episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm just trying to get through your suggestions efficiently and have them done well. I enjoyed researching this episode, and I will continue to basically look through the people that you have given me, and I really enjoyed all of your suggestions. Thank you guys so much. I know this one was pretty condensed, that I did three creators in one, like, 25-minute episode, but it was all enjoyable. Let me see if we have any new reviews on the podcast right now. Not that I any see, but thank you. I really appreciate it. I will see you next time. Bye.